Hey everyone, welcome to Immigration on the Canadian Prairies, a podcast that will delve into what it's like to not only immigrate to one of our prairie provinces, but we will also explore what it means to work, live, and study in Western Canada. We will profile various communities, discover post-secondary education options, report on jobs that are high in demand, and of course, chat about what you need to know for living life on the prairies. If this sounds like something that sparks your interest, then stick around. I am your host, Lindsay Rubinek, and you are listening to Immigration on the Canadian Prairies podcast. Hey everyone, welcome back to Immigration on the Canadian Prairies, and it is officially the kickoff of season two. Throughout last season, I focused on profiling various communities on the Canadian prairies, as well as immigration pathways and some career tips that would help you immigrate here. You can catch my last season anywhere you listen to podcasts. It was very detailed and very informative. So after you're done listening to this episode, go back, listen to them, and I hope you really enjoy those episodes as well. These episodes were so informative for people that I began getting inquiries on what are the prairies. And people actually want me to give more details around our daily life here. And these emails came specifically from skilled workers and international students. So I think that this season I'm going to really concentrate on skilled workers and international students and try to provide the best possible information on not only immigration pathways, as I did in my last season, but as well as tips and advice that they should know and different places that may benefit them when they immigrate here. Okay, so when I get an inquiry from a client or practically anyone, I usually want to ask them a couple of questions. And it's not just a couple, it turns out to be like 15 questions. And the reason why I ask these questions is because it gives the person that I'm asking who wants to immigrate a starting point. And how they answer usually becomes very crucial to their immigration journey. And some may be simple and some may be challenging. But if you have a pen and paper or your phone, I want you to sit down and really listen to the questions I ask and take time in responding to them. So let's get started with the questions I usually ask people when they contact me and say, "Hey, Lindsay, I'm really interested in immigrating to Canada." Here are the questions I ask. Well, why Canada? Is a multicultural society for you? Can you live and abide by the Canadian law? Where do you exactly want to live in Canada? And believe me, a lot of people have no idea, and that's why I'm here. What language is prevalent in the region you want to live? And again, people either think that we speak all French or all English, and they're unsure how to answer this question. So again, I will help guide you in that. How is your English or French? What is your current Canadian language benchmark? I also ask, what are the job prospects that are in the region that you're looking at? How does it currently relate to your work experience or education? If you are actually successful in immigrating, will that job prospect be able to pay for your lifestyle in the region that you're looking at living? And then we also talk about immigration pathways and to see if they're eligible for them. Do they meet or exceed the pathway requirements? If so, how do they, such as their proof of funds, their language ability, their education, and so on. Lastly, we also talk about the fundamentals required to immigrate, and these also become questions. And again, they go back to what are the current immigration programs and do they fit into them? Again, how does their knowledge of English or French affect their immigration? Do they have the proof of funds that they need to immigrate? What is your age and how will that affect you? Also, I asked some questions about their education level. What is your education level? Have you had it assessed? Does your education level allow you to apply to immigration programs? Or do you need to come to Canada and maybe take an educational program that will lead you to an immigration journey? So these are basically the questions that I ask clients. And again, if possible, if you go back and you listen to these questions, write them down, and this will kind of be your starting guide as to what you will really have to know before you even think about applying to immigrate to Canada. Now that you have answered the questions above and truly believe you have a reasonable expectation about your ability to immigrate, you should then be learning about the regions in Canada again, before you even arrive. And this is so important. And so, of course, this series will focus in on the best part of Canada, our prairies, and the provinces of Manitoba, Saskatchewan, and Alberta. And to start off, I want you to look at what it would look like for you to live here. So start to see yourself at the end of your journey. And what do I mean by that? What do I mean by start with the end in mind? Like any journey or goal, you have to have a vision and you have to see exactly how the idea that you want to happen will look like, the outcome. So of course, this should be true for immigration. You must envision yourself working, living, and or studying in the place you want to be. To envision yourself here, you must research what type of job you could be doing, what your home may look like, what your lifestyle will cost, how you will handle that cost of living, what you can do in the community when you live here, how long will you be commuting in your car to work, or will it be a bus or train each day, and so much more. If you can know this before you even arrive in Canada, you will be so much further off than those who do not plan ahead. If you do not know about the place you will live, how it operates, how much it costs, what jobs are available, then you may arrive to Canada disillusioned and unsatisfied, and even question why you immigrated in the first place. And we do not want that to happen, my friend. So here's a little project that you can do. So I sometimes have my clients do what we call a vision board. And this is where they go onto the internet and they print out certain images and they cut them out. And it could be sayings and, again, pictures off the internet that are about Canada. And they put them on a large sheet of paper. And it doesn't have to be in sync. It could just be, you know, random pictures, and it doesn't have to make sense. Just as long as you have these pictures, images, and sayings cut out, then what you do is you put them on your piece of paper, and the images could include the mode of transportation that your family may use on a daily basis when you arrive. It could include a picture of what your house or apartment would look like. It could include the type of activities that you see yourself or your children participating in. It could also be what your place of work would look like. So basically anything that you want your Canadian dream to be, you would put on the vision board. Now, I think in one episode, we are going to do that together. And I really believe in this because it gives you a starting point as to what you need to know and what you need to do to obtain that dream. This involves a lot of research. And so this is why I'm doing these episodes, is so we can give you the information that you need. The researching will help you develop the possible communities you will live in, what jobs are available in those communities, the recreational opportunities, housing, and so on. So do you get the common theme that I'm going with? Now, often what people tell me by the time we get done our conversations is, so you want me to start with the end in mind? You want me to work backwards? And yes, I do. I know it sounds silly to start with envisioning yourself already living and working in Canada, but when you have the dream to do it, you also have the knowledge to research it. Let me put this into perspective for you. Canada is the second largest country in the world with numerous provinces and territories, and they're all completely different. They're all unique and have different unique opportunities and challenges. So again, once you understand where you want to live by researching the various parts of Canada and the jobs and the housing and so on and so forth, you can then therefore narrow down where you want to live, but you can also narrow down what immigration pathways are available through the province and or territories you selected. Now, I'm hoping that you consider the Canadian Prairies because this is why I'm here. So when you understand what current immigration programs are in Canada and what type of skilled workers are desired, it will give you a better understanding of what you need to have. Knowing an official language and your ability to show your funds or have proof of funds and just the money saved up so you have the ability to enjoy your time in Canada if you don't have a job when you first arrive, applying to immigrate at a younger age and assessing your education will allow you to determine if you're eligible for current immigration programs in Canada. Knowing this allows you to build upon what you have and can result in a solid immigration plan for you and your family. All right, so let's get down to business. And in our next episodes, we will dive right into start exploring what our Prairie Promises are, their communities. I'm going to look into the universities, their colleges that they have, their jobs are in high demand, the quality of life, and the affordability factor as well, and everything else you may want to know about living and working in the Prairies. Well, that's a wrap, my friends. Short and sweet as always. I appreciate you taking the time to learn more about the Canadian Prairies and information that could be important to you on your immigration journey. I will leave some links in the show notes for you that relate to this podcast. Also, do not forget to download your Canadian Immigration Goal Worksheet at 100thMeridianImmigration.ca/goal. Or if you're an international student, we got a do-it-yourself guide also available on our website at 100thMeridianImmigration.ca. Both are great resources to help you work towards your dream of immigrating to Canada. If you are interested in learning more about this topic in this episode, would like to receive more information about life on the prairies or further immigration career tips, then connect with this Canadian Prairie Girl, immigration at 100meridian.ca. Until next time, my friends, live rural, live well.
And the road still winds through this prairie sunrise. Got mountains to my left, and wheat fields to my right. Country roads, I've been searching all this time, and I think I'm almost home. And all the time it takes to pass my past, and just live and be glad.